The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by the King's College. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
One thing I love about Jesus, he's just so concise. I mean, you read the longest discourses there, it takes you a few minutes to read it. He gives the Lord's Prayer, it takes like 25 seconds to do that, of time that. So concise. So I bring that up because this guy in China, the leader, spoke for 3.5 hours yesterday.
Woo!
And they say it's very deliberate. Like, this is a way to build a cult of personality, is to speak longer and longer. Because it becomes more and more about you. Because you know it's a way of controlling.
That's true.
Because everybody there has to take notes and act like, So everybody's like, oh yeah, I loved it. I loved it all. And so it becomes less about them.
Yeah.
And more about you dictating. And I just thought, wow, I can see how that happens. Like, you go on longer and longer. And I love that Jesus is so into our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do that. I mean, I find that so interesting. And I want to be like that. I don't want it to become about me and power moves. But there's something about somebody who does it briefly, says it, moves on, and I see this played out with Jesus. It's really beautiful. Fidel Castro used to give 6-hour speeches where everybody had to stand up the whole time.
Yeah.
That's not Jesus' style. That's not his thing. When you listen to the radio, sometimes the guy or the lady who's on, they want to shock you, and they'll say shocking things, and then what that happens is they get more successful because of it.
Okay, so then they get
like, I can't believe he said that.
They get labeled as a shock jock.
A shock jock, so yeah. I want to do that too.
Okay.
So... prepare to be shocked.
Well, they're usually saying things that are not "quote unquote" family friendly or not.
Oh no, I'll be family friendly as always.
Yes,
but it's going to shock you, and it'll be one of those things you're like, "Whoa!
Okay.
Did you hear what that guy said? Man, I should listen to his podcast and purchase all of his books and stuff because it's so shocking." So
Yeah. Here
is a shocking fact. Mm. You may have noticed that the whole world's getting pudgier. You notice that, right?
Yes.
But when I say it during this segment, I mean the actual world is getting pudgier. The earth.
The earth is getting
It's a
bigger.
Fact.
Okay.
The earth itself is getting a little fatter around the equator.
Okay.
Because of centrifugal force as it spins and rotates.
Yeah.
So actually more of the earth is just a slight. It's not a big problem yet. But the whole earth is actually getting pudgier. Is that not shocking? Like, the earth is getting pudgier.
No, I heard.
I just want a reaction. I just want somebody to go,
see, this is where
what?
This is the difference, because what? A shock jock, number one, doesn't have to announce the shock, well, and then they don't have to ask for it after they say what they say.
I guess that's true. I still think it's shocking.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking.
A little shocking. Good news for the ladies, and this is a fashion update, by the way. We mentioned last week how you will... And don't come at us with, I don't want to. It doesn't matter. You will wear a quilt. You will. That's what they... I read this on Yahoo.
It was the fashion must-haves.
Fashion, yeah.
For the fall.
Must. For the fall. Must and will. Things you will be wearing. Will,
I don't know if
must.
They were that pointed like you.
No, that's I'm it. Just saying what I saw.
You're right. That's...
You will be wearing... Things you will be wearing this fall. And one of them is a quilt. And you have to wear it like a poncho. Like you stick your head through the middle of it.
Right.
You make a hole. And then you walk around town with swag. And
quilt
you like,
swag.
Look at me, I'm wearing this quilt
that
grandma made or whatever. But good news, James went on my Facebook and he said, hey, there's all these charities that make them. It'd be good to support charities because it's not a matter. Again, I'm reading the fashion stuff that's out there for people that are fashionable. It's like, you will do this. So you might as well support charities while you're doing
Can
it.
Can I just support the charity and not wear the quilt? Because
no.
I feel like the quilt
no,
is
no.
No.
Not
the
according
answer's
to this, you
no.
will
okay.
and you shall and you fat and
Why
you
shall?
You must. There's this religious show. Well, religious show. What am I saying? I don't know. Aaron Paul, guy from Breaking Bad fame, is the star of a new show that just landed on Hulu or something.
Okay.
I know this because I have to read to prepare for this program.
That's the only reason why you know it. It sounds familiar. I can't remember the name of it. It sounds familiar.
What caught me, made me interested is it has some kind of religious cult at the in the story. But the people who put it together, the producer of the show, are like, well, we like to talk about religious issues. We feel like we should because it seems like this is a human thing. Like, people start to wonder, why are we here? And this seems to be something that throughout history humans have been interested in. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. It's why some of us are a little, like, befuddled when we see historical things that completely ignore the centrality of how people thought about God, for good or ill.
Yeah.
Mostly, well, I guess they will show a lot of ill, but, like, for good, things motivate people. They were motivated by their belief in God. Like, you can't do something about civil rights, for instance, mm-hmm. struggle in the 60s, or even the abolitionist movement, mm-hmm. without putting Christ at the center and be historically accurate. But you guys don't do it. So it is a little baffling to us. I'm glad they're saying that, though.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying this to go off on them. I'm just kind of like, yeah, that's why it's a little mystifying, because the whole world is in on this thing. But it seems like you guys are catching
up. Like, it's not happening. Yeah.
You ever want to connect with us? You can if you want. 855-90-BRANT is our phone number.
Hi, I'm Francis, and I'd just like to thank you, Brant, because your insight has led me to so much insight into my wife, who also is on the autism spectrum. So thank you so much, and God bless.
I love that.
That's
and,
sweet.
You know, I mean, it's a voicemail message, and it's thanking me, and I just played it for everybody.
No, but it's nice because it's insight, and people are acknowledging that, you know what, I needed some insight into someone else.
Well, and it's what I was hoping for the whole show. We kind of want people to hear other people's voices and go, me too. Mm-hmm. And it may be about the autism spectrum for me, or things Sherry has gone through, or things other listeners have gone through. But that's a lot of it. I've been writing this book, and I picked a quote from Philip Yancey at the front of it that I'm putting in there, and I can't remember it exactly, but it basically said every writer writes for the same reason, and that's so that they can hear me too. And I do feel that way. So when you hear us talk about our own brokenness or sinfulness and things, it's not just like, wow, they just like, you know, saying stuff on it. No, it's hopefully so you can go me too, and then know how good God is. You're like, yeah, me too, and God loves me too. Some people ask me, hey, man, how do you do such a cool, hip radio show? I'm trying
people
to think of
ask
other words
that?
For cool. Tight radio show.
Not tight,
and I
Brant.
I have to turn to them and I say, oh, hang on a second.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm sorry. What? Okay, I've got Breaking Animal loose here, but I'm being, okay, let me talk to you in my earpiece.
You don't have an earpiece.
And the point is, they are telling me it's controversial.
Oh, okay.
So we have controversial breaking animal news. Mm. Dateline, Lexington.
Okay.
Kentucky, lady brings a horse into a hotel. I don't see a problem with this. She had a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't going to bring it in. Then she saw somebody had a dog in the lobby. And she said, oh, you allow pets in here? And they said, yeah. And so she brought her horse in. And then they got all upset about it when they found out there was a horse in there. And what? I personally... like, if you've got a well-behaved horse, I don't understand what the problem is.
You really don't understand that people don't want to walk down into the lobby of a hotel and see a horse there?
I do want to see that.
You do want to see that.
I think it'd be beautiful.
Oh, Brant.
It would, if it's well-behaved and you're going to clean up after. I know that's the unspoken issue. But I don't think it should be that big of a deal.
There are a lot
and then
of unspoken
issues. They got all upset.
Issues.
They're like, why did you bring your horse in here? Someone once said that when it came to having people run a country, they'd rather randomly pick people from a phone book than have the people in the faculty lounge from Harvard.
Oh, I can see why.
Some people have said that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I happen to agree. But it was illustrated again this morning from the gas station lady.
Okay.
I went and bought some Diet Pepsis for Sherry.
Yes, you did, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, we were talking about technology because my chip thing, I was like, the chip thing takes longer. I
yes.
mean, we've improved it and we made it longer. And mm-hmm. she's like, you know, isn't that just the way about humans? She said, my daughter was studying the pyramids. And I said, you know what? We humans haven't gotten any better since then. We're just the same, aren't we? And I was like,
lady, you have my vote.
I said, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly right. We humans are not. If you study history, you find this out. Well, I think people want to pretend like, no, now we're so much more.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
People say I'm a nerd. And I suppose that's true, but I'm also out on the streets hanging with the guys, and they accept me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't beat me up, and we talk about things, and we hang out with our cool white t-shirts and jeans. Oh, you know what we also do?
What do you do out there on the street?
You know those slidey things that go under the cars? Like you can lie down? Yeah, we do that all the time. All of us.
You just...
We're all on one of those.
Under the same car, or... Because that's a little weird if all you guys are sliding in there and...
No, that's silly.
It is.
No, we're just sliding around, and we'll just trade cars like every minute a thing goes off.
And and you slide back under there.
We slide all around. But anyway,
you guys have a lot of fun out there on the
street. It's a lot like Greece. But anyway, they were, I almost don't want to bring this up now.
Why?
Well, they were asking me, hey, have you ever cried at a chimp video? And I'm like, yeah, this morning I did. And I watched this video, and I'm not kidding. I cried this morning.
Oh my goodness.
Watching this video, it's this chimp who's very old. It's a female chimp,
mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want food. She doesn't want anything. She's just lying there. And then this guy comes up, this gray haired guy who used to provide for her when she was little.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks up and then recognizes him and smiles huge and reaches out and starts putting her hand through his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she died like a week later. But it was just, it was the recognition.
Yes.
And it made, I started crying. And anyway, I'm hanging out with these guys and they're like, hey, we saw it, we cried too. So there's nothing unmanly about it. Anyway, so that's
really
on
I really have nothing to say about
it. You can find that online
this.
If you want, but wow, that was emotional. Brace yourself for nothing funny to happen.
Oh, good. Right?
Nothing even remotely funny is about to happen because
Thank
we're going to talk about laughter.
Okay.
And there's nothing less funny than talking about humor and talking about laughter. It's never funny.
Well, I wouldn't say never.
Yeah.
But if you're saying now, it will not.
It's not going to be at all.
All right.
So here we go. The average person, just speaking of laughter, laughs 13 times a day. That's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's much higher for me.
Yeah, it's much higher for me.
Way
yes.
higher for you.
Yes, that's true. To the dismay of many.
you have the best laugh. Well, that's the whole thing. Our show just has all these weird things that jump out at people. Like, that's messed up. Or that's...
that's enough. I've had enough of that.
Or I can't take that anymore. And we can't help it. This is us. Anyway, what I was thinking was, and I've seen the numbers, it's way higher, like 10 times higher for kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so why? Why is that? Well, they're kids. Of course they like. Well, but why? And then I thought about how Jesus told us to have faith like a child. And you can say, well, but he wasn't saying a laugh all the time. No, he wasn't. But I think laughter comes with having faith like a child because he's telling us to be humble like a child before God. Like, be humble. And what happens when you're humble, you can let stuff go. You don't take things as seriously.
Yeah.
You lighten up. Problem with us adults is we get so boring because we think everything's about us. It's just boring. And then we don't laugh anymore. It's just, but I've noticed the people who are more childlike in their faith, not childish,
mm-hmm.
childlike in their faith, they tend to be pretty quick to laugh. If you hear people talking about, you know, what's God's will for your life? That's a great question. But sometimes I think our minds jump off in different directions. And one of them is, okay, God's will. Where does he want me to work? And, you know, what state? Does he want me to move to some other country? What's God's will for my life? Do I go to this school or that school? And those things are all really important. But Jesus seems primarily concerned with the way that we do things. We like, you know, think big picture, I'm going to do this. But, like, the way that we interact with the people who are already in our lives, where we already work, in the town we already live in, and God's will seems to be primarily concerned with our heart condition in that place. And it's not that the other things don't matter. Sure, they do, but I wouldn't skip over that. And in fact, when they asked Jesus, what's the most important command? It wasn't, you need to do this, do that, and then go here and then start a new career. It was about loving God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and then loving your neighbor as yourself. Ooh, this is a good idea. If you're handing out little candies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if these are real or not, but I saw them. I mean, maybe somebody could have photoshopped it, but it's little mini salads. It's fun-sized salads. and it's from Dole, and it just comes in a little package, tiny, but it says fun size, and it's got pictures and lettuce and stuff.
Absolutely. If you want to be the house that the whole neighborhood of kids
loves,
despises,
they're gonna absolutely
please
love
give
you.
Them
finally a
little baby
salad. For us. We're so tired
of the Snickers
of
and the Twizzlers and the Red Hots.
Ultimately imperil our entire health system.
What?
So thank you for this fun size salad, sir.
Doorbell rings. Kids there expecting candy. They're expecting candy, Brent. Like, we do know that.
They're expecting
candy.
Food. They're expecting.
No, they're not. You're not going to put a grilled cheese in the bag. They're looking for candy.
Excuse me, kids, for nourishing you. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for you to grow up healthy like that. I don't think they're going to resent that. I think they'll have perspective long term. And there may be
yeah.
initial disappointment. But
yes.
I think they'll look down.
Kids are not known for their long-term perspective.
Look in their bag. They'll look back up.
Uh-huh.
They'll look down, look up, and then they'll tilt their head and go, you know what? Thank you.
You think it's going to happen that quickly?
Thank you for thinking of me. It'll be a problem, and then
30
after a little
seconds
bit,
later.
They're going to be like, yeah, you're the one. You, sir, are the one we love. And that's why
I think you may be overstating
so
that. I don't think
this
so.
Yeah, there's a list here. I guess this is helpful if you're a new employee. Things you shouldn't say when you're a new employee. And number one on this list, this is business experts that are writing about it, was don't say, hey, we did that smarter at my old company. Let me tell you how we did it.
Oh, I can understand why you wouldn't want to say that.
I guess. I'll be honest, I'm pretty direct. As
when
a new
you start
employee.
A new job?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say something. Well, I mean, I make it kind. I'm pretty kind about mm-hmm. it. I'll say something like, hey, my name is Brant. Like, they'll take you around to different cubicles, you individually meet people.
Right.
Hey, my name is Brant. By the way, the time of glorifying yourself is past. The era of me is here. That kind of thing.
You announced the era of me is here, too.
Yeah, the
fellow
age
employees.
Of you is gone. Mm. The new era has begun.
And you've done
it's
this.
It's the Brant era. That kind of thing.
It's the Brant era.
Or there's a new sheriff in town.
Mm. And this is what you've done.
That kind of approach. I think it greases the skids socially.
It greases the skids and slides you right out that door.
Slides me right out the door, perhaps. But that's because if they're not welcoming, that's on them.
That's on them. That's not
you. Yeah, they need to be welcoming too. Some people, maybe this is you, but some people take things too seriously as a general rule, and some people are just real lighthearted, mm-hmm. and they don't. I gotta tell you, I've always thought of myself as being the existential guy. Like, mm-hmm. I take things really, really seriously as a general rule.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm think, maybe I don't. Because I see other people take food really, really seriously, for instance.
That's true.
Or their feelings.
Oh, yes. That's major right now.
I look at my feelings, I'm like, okay, that's how I feel, but all right. Okay, thanks God for these feelings.
But they don't have the final say.
No, I can't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be my guide star? For everything I do. I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back, but just kind of like, just like food, there are blessings from God and they're really, really good, but they're not the ultimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make feelings the ultimate thing, I think you're going to wind up really making some big mistakes.
That's a roller coaster of a life because they change on a dime.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm really moody and I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah.
My marriage wouldn't have lasted.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of things that just, I imagine there are days. Well, maybe not for you.
What?
You probably always look forward to coming to work. But there are probably.
Feelings can lie, guys. And that's what we're trying to say. Take heed.
No, my feelings about Sherry wanting to come to work are right on. She probably every day wakes up like, I get to work with Brant today. Woohoo! And sprint to work.
Yes,
that's
yes.
probably what happens. But even then, you can't trust them. So yeah, we were just talking about feelings and how central they are to everything now. It's like, my feelings are all that matters. Yeah, I think it's really freeing to not take your feelings so seriously. Don't let them be the last word. Somebody says something, well, maybe they're having a bad day, or maybe they got a problem. But same thing with somebody who makes you feel good. I wouldn't even necessarily trust that because you wind up getting played.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's happened to me in work situations or whatever. I'm like, wow, this guy's really a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out, oh, No, he just does that to people to right. win him over, and then it's all about him.
And it makes you feel good, and so it takes your other defenses down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, and we've talked about this before, but David's writing in Psalms, and he talks to his own soul. He says, "Why are you so downcast, my soul? Put your trust in God." Mm-hmm. And the rest of that section is really upbeat. So he's talking to his feelings. Like, he doesn't. He's like, you know, that's the final thing. I feel downcast. No, that's not the final thing. You still have reality, and reality may be very different. This would be so cool. What a perk for your job. If you want to do this, so awesome. They have a robot that you can hire, and it goes around, and it's like a giant arm on a table with wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And it has fingers.
Giant
finger robot thing.
Right.
And it goes around and just comes up behind people and gives them a back rub.
It's only one hand?
One giant hand, and then it has
like a claw?
Like a heated claw. And it's automated. So I guess you turn it on. It's called Emma.
What?
Expert manipulative massage automation. They're doing it in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll work here too. But yeah, and it just goes around and gives people, comes up behind him with a giant heated claw and gives you a nice little neck.
I mean,
rub.
I carry stress in my neck, so I do like to have that. But
yeah.
That sounds like...
Yeah, I think it'd be wonderful.
Who's in charge of it? What if it gets out of control
and then
starts strangling employees?
Okay, let's do worst case scenario every single time. Instead of just enjoy it. Just enjoy the giant heated automated claw.
It's wringing your neck.
It has total autonomy to do whatever it wants. Enjoy it.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by the King's College. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.